NetSuite by Oracle brings accounting, finance, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce costs everywhere. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/wallstreet.
Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, June 6th. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal. If you're putting money away for retirement, you probably have either a 401k or an IRA. But there's no rule that says you can't have both.
If you take the $22,500 that you contribute to the 401k and you add the $6,500 that you're contributing to an IRA, that's essentially almost 30% more per year.
We'll talk with Wall Street Journal contributor Michael Pollack about the pros and cons of having a 401k and an IRA after the break.
This message is brought to you by Nuveen. Nuveen has provided investment excellence for 125 years. A lot has changed, but one thing that remains constant, including the different types of durable income and portfolios, can help investors meet their goals. With expertise across income and alternatives, Nuveen continues to expand its capabilities while maintaining its legacy as a leading investment manager. Visit Nuveen.com to learn more. Investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible.
Millions of workers have 401k accounts to put money away for retirement. But is that enough? Wall Street Journal contributor Michael Pollack joins us with the pros and cons of opening up an IRA in addition to your 401k. So first of all, Michael, what's the difference between a 401k retirement account and an IRA, and how do they allow people to invest?
So a 401k retirement account is an account offered through your employer. The employer usually deducts money from each paycheck, and that money is invested in an account on your behalf. The employer designs the account, determines what the investments are in the account, and it's a fairly smooth process. Most people don't even really pay a lot of attention to where the money is going in the 401k. And as a result of it being so easy, it's a great way for people to save up money for eventual retirement. An IRA, or an individual retirement account, on the other hand, is an account that is not held necessarily through an employer. Anyone can have an IRA. You can have one even if you're not working. And the IRA does not have a set menu of investments. People have to decide on their own where the money in the IRA is going to be invested. They have to choose the funds or the ETFs or whatever they want to put the IRA money into.
And there's no regulation that would prevent someone from having an IRA alongside their 401k?
That's right. There's no reason why you can't have both.
So what's the advantage of contributing to two retirement plans at the same time?
In the 401k plan, the IRS limits your annual employee contributions to $22,500 for people who are less than 50 years of age. There's also a limit on how much you can put into an IRA in a year, and that's $6,500 for someone who is under 50 years of age. But if you only contribute to the 401k plan, you're obviously putting away less money than you would if you contributed to both. If you take the $22,500 that you contribute to the 401k and you add the $6,500 that you're contributing to an IRA, that's essentially almost 30% more per year. And the other thing is the IRS from time to time increases those limits. So over time, you could be contributing more.
And are there disadvantages to having two retirement accounts going at the same time?
Well, it makes more work for someone who wants to keep an eye on both accounts. Because the choices are so broad in an IRA, someone really has to think a little bit about how they want to invest that money. There is a possibility also of racking up more fees or more trading costs if you have an IRA. So you have to think a little bit about how you're going to invest that money in a cost-efficient way.
So we're talking about IRAs and 401ks. We often hear a lot about Roth IRAs, and some companies are now allowing workers to open up Roth 401ks. How do those differ from traditional IRAs and 401ks, and why would someone consider those?
Well, so the biggest difference between the traditional IRA and the Roth IRA is the type of money that you're contributing. With a traditional IRA, the money is on a pre-tax basis, which means that when you eventually start taking withdrawals from that IRA, that money is going to be taxed at your ordinary income rate. With a Roth IRA, you are contributing after-tax money. So that's money you've already paid tax on. And if you follow the IRS rules to the letter, by the time you retire, then that money can come out possibly tax-free. And the advantage of that is that if you have a large 401k plan and also a sizable IRA, if you're taking the required minimum distributions, which are what the monies are known as after you retire, starting to withdraw on those accounts, you could have a sizable tax liability, and you don't really have a lot of control over how much income you're getting from those two different accounts. But on the other hand, if you have a Roth IRA and a 401k, then the money you take out of the Roth IRA is not being taxed, and your overall tax liability could be lower.
Oh, so more money in your pocket.
That's right. And you also have more flexibility about how much in distributions you're taking, because with a Roth IRA, you don't have any required minimum distributions. Now, there's this other newer account called a Roth 401k that more and more companies have started offering, and those are very similar to a Roth IRA. Right now, they do have required minimum distributions, but that's going to change under the law. In 2024, there will not be required minimum distributions. So a Roth 401k plan also could be advantageous in the sense that it will mean a lower tax liability after you retire.
Now, what if someone doesn't have a 401k, maybe because they work part-time or they're self-employed? What retirement plans should they consider to maximize their retirement savings?
Well, there could be a lot of people in that situation. A traditional IRA or a Roth IRA would probably make the most sense there. The Roth IRA is very popular among advisors. Advisors really think that a Roth IRA could be the best choice there, aside from the fact that there aren't any required minimum distributions in retirement. There also is more flexibility about your withdrawals from a Roth IRA, which you might be able to do even before retirement, depending on the situation.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal contributor Michael Pollack. And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.